the true talents and jewels of college wrestling in United States history is now here in the state of Arkansas. For those of you who are not familiar with Pat Smith's story, we've talked about it on the show before. He's been on the show before. He is also the director of the Arkansas Wrestling Academy, and he joins us now on the Revolution Hotline to talk about the recent decision by the IOC to drop wrestling from the Olympic program for the 2020 Games. Pat, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So I guess, how did you find out about it, and what was your initial reaction when you heard about it?
Well, I found out, like everybody else did, Tuesday morning about 7 a.m., I got a text from one of my parents saying that they dropped wrestling in the Olympics, and I texted them back and said, don't believe everything you read, because it's just unimaginable to drop the sport of wrestling, which is the oldest sport and the first sport in the Olympics. You just can't imagine it. And after I texted her back, I had about four or five other texts, so I knew something was going on. So that's how the wrestling world woke up Tuesday morning and was blindsided by the IOC.
The impact is pretty significant. Wrestling featured 344 athletes competing in 11 medal events in freestyle and 7 in Greco-Roman at the London Olympics. So, I mean, you're talking about a major impact that will be felt all over the world. You know, as far as the United States impact, any numbers, any idea how many kids compete or from an Olympic standpoint, what the program is like?
Well, just in the United States, you know, first of all, let me tell you this. Wrestling has never been more popular than it is today in the history of our sport. There is more participation worldwide and in the United States than there has ever been, ever. And that's what just everybody's can't figure out. What were these 15 members on this IOC board thinking? But just in the United States, and there's 275,000 high school wrestlers in this country, and that is in the 2010-2011 wrestling season. I won't even go into how many youth kids wrestle around this country. I mean, it's the numbers are up there as well, in the hundreds of thousands of youth kids that wrestle in this country. So for them to, and the thing is that wrestling, you know, in our country, we're not the premier sport. I understand that. You know, our football, baseball, basketball, those are our premier sports in our country. And I can't imagine what countries like Iran and Russia and Turkey, what they woke up to that morning. I just can't imagine their feeling, because in their countries, wrestling is their American football. And for them to wake up and get hit in the face saying, you know, there's no longer wrestling in the Olympics, which is the pinnacle of our sport. It's not the Super Bowl. It's not the World Series. Our pinnacle in our sport of wrestling is winning an Olympic gold medal. And I just can't imagine what Iran did when they woke up that morning and heard that wrestling was gone.
You know, you make a great point, Pat. Just sort of looking at the release, there were 39 different items of criteria, supposedly, that this committee used, including television ratings as one of them. Look, here in the United States, the Olympics, we as a country get caught up in sports that we would not otherwise pay close attention to through the rest of the year. And wrestling was always one of those sports. Most famously, Rulon Gardner and what he did for every overweight guy in the world. He was just such a fantastic story. But wrestling was one of those sports that was beloved. I mean, you could do the profiles on these guys. There was always the B-roll footage of them running through the snow and just how tough they were, and always represented the United States with extraordinary class. I just don't understand what the IOC was thinking, because at least here in the United States, there was a real connection to the wrestling team as they appeared in the Summer Olympics.
Absolutely. And you know, they do have these criteria of ratings, and we had low TV ratings. And to me, I mean, that is the biggest baloney I've ever heard. Come on now. You know, you're dropping a sport that is, you know, my whole thing is I can't understand how we got on the chopping block.
Yeah.
We should be in the top five. I mean, as far as participation goes worldwide, there are nearly 200 countries in the world that wrestle. I mean, that is astonishing. 200 countries. There were 70 countries in the Olympics represented. You know, that is more than, I believe, any other sport that was in the Olympics. And it's just when you look at all these stats that have been coming out in the wrestling world showing, you know, this is what we have, I can't wrap my brain around it, on what their thinking was, how they decided they had these ratings, television ratings. I mean, come on. We know there's four or five sports that we're going to watch day in and day out. I mean, and there's, you know, you get on the bottom end of some of these sports, we don't see them on television either. So I don't know where, I mean, that's where they try to justify it, but it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. I think it was a very poor decision on the IOC committee. They are catching the wrath of it right now. You know, worldwide, all these countries are coming together on Monday in Iran. In Iran, they are Rich Bender, who is the USA wrestling president, as well as the Russian Federation president, Iran Federation president of wrestling. All these members are gathering in Iran on Monday, and they're putting together a plan to fight this. And the good thing about it is we will be in the 2016 Olympics. You know, we do have 7 years or so to fight this. But there is going to be another meeting in Moscow, Russia, which I think is perfect. You know, the 15 members of the IOC are going to meet in May to discuss what they decided on. And this week, which is wrestling, was the main one that they decided on dropping, as far as all the other things that they decided on changing up for the Olympics. So when they meet in May, you know, you couldn't pick a better place to meet, Moscow, Russia, because they're going to catch the wrath there of what they decided. And then they make a final decision in September. But what I don't understand is, why do you have to drop any sport? I mean, why we have 26? Why does there have to be 26 sports? That's what I don't get. They're not paying for it, you know. It's FILA, our governing body for the world. FILA, they pay for all of our athletes. Matter of fact, they don't even do it. USA Wrestling pays for the United States, just like Russia pays for the Russian Federation pays for the Russian wrestlers. So there's no money out of the Olympics pocket to add sports. Let's have 35 sports in the Olympics.
Yeah, I would agree.
I just don't get it, why we have to, you know, set it at 26 or 25.
We can hope that Putin throws them in jail once they get to Moscow. You figure Putin, who is a big wrestling fan,
well,
you know, I mean, takes his shirt off and throws the IOC.
I guarantee he wears a singlet occasionally just around town.
In jail.
I had the opportunity to wrestle in Russia four times. I wrestled in Minsk, and I wrestled in Moscow twice, and I wrestled in Siberia. And when you go over there, you know, when I went over there in my early 20s and was on the U.S. team and wrestled in actually their biggest tournament, which is the Tbilisi tournament, it's their national tournament, the president of their country's there. The prime ministers are there. I mean, I for once got the feeling and was able to feel what a professional basketball player in the United States gets to feel, what a professional football player in the United States gets to feel, how you walk around on the streets and they're mobbing you. And I remember when I went over to Russia for the very first time, I thought, well, this is how these guys feel. and for them to, and back to the IOC, for them to drop some of these countries and it's their number one sport, and I love all sports, but there are sports that are in the Olympics, and I'm looking at the 25 sports that are in the Olympics that are going to be represented in 2020, and I'm thinking, how is that sport over wrestling? I mean, I don't get it.
We had Jerry West on one time. We're talking to Pat Smith, four-time NCAA champion. We had Jerry West on one time, who won an NBA championship. He won a gold medal. He won
the logo.
Yeah, I mean, he is, you know, obviously one of the most famous basketball players of all time, and he said he would never trade his gold medal for NBA titles, for NCAA championships. As a guy who won four times as an NCAA champion, can you balance an NCAA championship versus a gold medal and where you think that sits in the minds of most guys in wrestling?
Well, I get this question asked all the time, especially in the wrestling world. I do interviews a lot on this, and I believe everybody in our country in the wrestling in the country that they already know my feeling on this, because I get the question, would you rather be, I was the first four-time NCAA champion right. in the history of college wrestling, and people ask me when they do an interview with me, would you rather have four NCAA titles or an Olympic gold medal? Now, there's been 50 Olympic champions in our country, but there's never been a four-time NCAA champion. You were the first. And I said, I wouldn't hesitate. I would rather have an Olympic gold medal any day. That is the pinnacle. That is the top. That is the, I mean, you can't go any higher in our sport. I won four NCAA titles, and that's great and all, but that is not the top of our sport. And I would take an Olympic gold medal any day. You know, I was fortunate to watch my brother win two Olympic gold medals as mm-hmm. well. And, you know, but that's what they're stripping away. I mean, I don't think the IOC, which was made up of 15 members that, and from what I've understood doing research and talking to people around the country wrestling and the articles that are coming out in the wrestling world, that these 15 members know nothing about wrestling. And I'm not so sure they realize the decision they made. And what they have done, in my opinion, is they've woken up a sleeping giant.
Well,
this is about to get heated.
One of the most corrupt organizations in America, besides the administration here at the Buzz, is the IOC. And I don't think it's any coincidence that you had Juan Antonio Samurai Jr. throw that one out there.
Right.
Joe DeLamelo. He lobbied on behalf of some other sports. He lobbied the IOC. Of course, his father was the longtime head of the IOC. And now he's being paid to lobby to have sports included into the Olympics. And I think the idea that that politics is at play here, people go to prison for these kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, I would think the major expense is putting the event on, like you said, Pat, too. I mean, adding a few more sports, I can't imagine it's going to exponentially raise the cost of doing an event. So I don't get that. I'm not going to ask you to slight these sports, and I certainly don't want to slight these sports. But it is amazing when you look at the fact that wrestling is up against things like squash, roller sports, and wushu, which, again, no knock on those, or wakeboarding.
Oh, bless you.
Some of these would seem to be maybe a better fit for whether it was X Games or, look, baseball and softball. I mean, there are lots of opportunities, you know, elsewhere. I would love to see softball included. I think baseball, when you've got the World Baseball Classic and you've got other opportunities to play professionally, I don't know how important that is, but it is amazing to think the thought that there's a chance that squash could beat out wrestling to be included in the 2020 games. Just crazy to me.
I'm lost at words. Thinking about that happening, and it just doesn't make sense to me. Why this? You know, and it's just like you said about the X Games. You know, the first thing I thought of the day I heard it, I thought to myself, you know, it feels like, and I have felt this before with the Olympics. Are we trying to make this in the Olympics like an X Games?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of feels like that's where they're trying to go. Yeah. But still, at the same time, I just can't understand how you can remove wrestling. And it's not like it's a sport that is absolutely dying. It's not dying.
Right.
That's what people don't understand. It's not dying.
Well, and
there are 40,000 more high school wrestlers in our country than there were 10 years ago. And that is a fact.
Yeah.
That there are 40,000, and it's growing like that around the world.
Well, the fact that they quote the TV ratings too is amazing. What was the biggest complaint about the Olympics? It was the tape delaying and all the issues.
Yeah.
They didn't do a great job of presenting it either, so that was a huge issue for most people. Real quick, Pat, before we let you go, I do want to talk about the Arkansas Wrestling Academy. If somebody wants to get involved, just talk to me about how things are going for you all, and if people want to get, you know, their kids involved in wrestling, you know, Olympic potential or not, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can reach me, or they could go on my website, ArkansasWrestlingAcademy.com. You can go on my website. My phone number is on the main page of the website. So if you want to join our club, we do have practices on Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays at 4:00 to 5:15. Then we also have high school practices from 7 to 8:15. In the evening. So we have two different practices for youth and junior high, and then we have a high school practice. But we do go year-round at my club. Every week of the year, we are in practice. And So they can just go on my website and give me a call. And I'll also tell you, you know, when I moved over here 5 years ago with Greg Hatcher, I believe we all know who Greg Hatcher is, who called me to get me to come over here and start wrestling up with him. You know, 5 years ago, there were two clubs, youth clubs in our state. And that was my club as well as the Rogers Youth Club. And at the youth state tournament last year, there were 28 clubs represented at the youth state tournament. Our sport is growing leaps and bounds in Arkansas right now. And we've started three colleges up as well that are wrestling in the state of Arkansas. And my first year, I had 6 kids in my club. And this year, I have around 85 kids in my club.
That's great.
And that's every week. So, matter of fact, I'm so busy, I actually probably need to get out and hire some coaches because it is just growing leaps and bounds here. So anybody that wants to come out, it's a great sport. It teaches discipline, hard work, all those good things, qualities that you need in life. And so they can go on that website and give me a call.
Pat, appreciate the time so much. Thanks for coming in.